I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Details of Pastor Zaur Baliev's arrest in Azerbaijan are coming to light, and Christians need to pray. He was arrested for holding church services without the proper registration and for attacking police officers. President of Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provost says Baliev has spent years trying to register his church. Provost expects the situation to worsen.
There are 22 Baptist churches in Azerbaijan, and only three have been able to gain the registration that grants them the legal right to worship for similar reasons. The opposition in Azerbaijan is very strong. The door of opportunity is closing and the freedom is diminishing.
Next, Senegal is recognized as one of the more stable countries in Africa, a model democracy. In spite of this, poverty is widespread and unemployment high, two key factors in instability. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says they have two programs where they provide microenterprise loans to needy families there. The key, says McLaughlin, is the connection with the local church.
What we want is a healthy family that's able to take care of itself, but also a family that is tithing to their church, and we believe that the best evangelism can take place when a church is healthy and able to take care of itself.
And the 12th annual school supply train made sure roughly 3,000 kids were ready for the new school year in Longview, Texas. School supplies and backpacks were given to low-income children, along with haircuts, eye examinations, and immunizations. Buckner Children and Family Services co-sponsored the event with a local church, among others. Says one pastor, the effort of the supply train is similar to the mission of Buckner. Preach and share the gospel, but meet people's needs emotionally and physically, too. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.